Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Yud, and we're starting at the very top of the Omud, and we're going to have a fascinating discussion. Don't all jump at once as soon as you hear the Mishnah. Look, the Mishnah, Omar, a person reports the following. Omra Parazu, I heard this Paraz say, Paraz of course is a cow, I heard the cow saying, a cow can talk? As we state in the Mishnah, Omra HaParazu, this Paraz said, Harein Nazira, I, the Parah, I want to be a Nazir. Im Oimedes Ani, if I am able to stand up. Now you're all going to scream out, how can a cow talk? That's the Gemara as soon as we finish the Mishnah. Parah Mika Mishtai. Can a cow talk? And Yet Shem will see in a moment. And similarly, Oimer Hadelis Azeh, the person is reporting. You see that door over there? The door is saying, Harei Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. Im Niftach Ani. If I'm going to be opened. Now the question is, what is all of this about? What halachic ramifications does it have? Beishami Amrim, Nozir, the person who reported this in the name of the cow, or in the name of the door, he becomes a Nozir. Or Beisolaim, remain a Nozir, he's not a Nozir. Omer Bihuda, you'll notice that there's a similarity between this Mishnah and yesterday's Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda says in this Mishnah, I disagree with the Tanakhama. Avkish Omer Beishamai, even though Beis Shammai said that there is a halachic ramification, he doesn't become a nozir, but rather he becomes a nodur. Like we had yesterday, the same distinction, the person who says, already nozir min ha karoigreis umin ha dveila. Recall Machloikis Hanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What does Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai, according to Tanakama, yesterday became a Nozir. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, he became a Nodur. Here too, Rabbi Yehuda repeats the same as yesterday. Afkish Om Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai said that he becomes something, he didn't say that he becomes a Nozir. If he didn't refer to Naziris, but rather he said that this Parah should be a Korban. Now, as opposed to yesterday, when we said in the Mishnah, that about these figs, that they become a carbon. You remember we said, it doesn't really mean a carbon, because you can't bring a carbon from figs, but rather it was a koinam, it was an iser nodur. Here, in fact, it's talking about a carbon, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. In my medici, if she is able to stand up. Now, as you can see, the Mishnah seems to be very, very strange, and the Gemara begins, paramika mishtoye. Can a cow talk? This person's reporting, Amra Parazu, this Parah said, and afterwards the Dela said, come on, can a Parah talk? Amra Mebarcham, the person is looking into the field, and he sees that there's a Parah who is crouching on the floor. The Omar, Kisvura Parazu, this Parah is thinking to itself, Eino Imedes, I'm not standing up. In other words, it was a firmly embedded in the ground, as if it was going to lie there for the rest of its life. And it's thinking to himself, I'm not getting up. Hareini nozim ibsara. I, the person who is now making this report, saying, I will be a nozim ibsara. Im omdame eleha. If it stands up on its own. Vi omdame eleha. And it stood up on its own. And what happens now? So since that person said, Hareini nozim ibsara, I'm nozim from the basa. Oh, so this is reminiscent of yesterday's Mishnah, that you said a nozir min hadvela min agroigros, groigros min hadvela. He can't be a nozir from figs, but what did Beis Shammai say? That nevertheless he becomes a nozir. Here too, he's saying, Hari nozir mipsara, I want to be a nozir from the basar of this para. Im omde me'alea, the omde me'alea, and ataka got up, v'holcha Beis Shammai l'shitasan, v'beitzel l'shitasan. And the Gemara ataka repeats from yesterday, Beis Shammai di Amri. That they said, yes, in a gregis min advela, have a nozir, even though figs have nothing to do with naziris. He says, or any nozir becomes a nozir.
Like Remeir, maybe. Right?
Like Remeir, exactly. Very good. What does Remeir hold? Ein oda moitzes varav levatala. Hachanami ki omer bibsara have a nozir. He becomes a full-fledged nozir from grapes, as if he didn't say anything. I'm sorry?
This parah was special.
Very special.
Because it spoke.
It spoke.
And decided.
To move.
To move.
To move. Move. Yeah. Okay, very good. Anyway, it becomes a mother. Thank you very much. That was a very moving comment. Thank you. Just like yesterday when you said Gurgis and Devela, it was nothing. Here too, when you say Nozim Mipsara. Okay, and as a result of Tavos Lashon Achron, then it becomes Neder Opes Chayimai. Therefore, though Hitaka said already Nozir, but immediately said, Pesach Toich Kedei Dibur. I didn't really mean to go and from the grapes. I changed my mind. I want to be from Basar. From Basar, of course, that's a meaningless statement, and therefore the whole thing collapses and it's all gunish mit gunish. And of course the obvious question is, if you're telling me that the machloikis today is identical with yesterday's machloikis, why do we have to repeat it? I see Brother Shai and Brother Barry and everybody else remembers every word from yesterday. Both Beisham and Beisil said this already yesterday. Well, why are we repeating ourselves? Omarava, Tartitlas, Bechain Tani Rabchia, Tartitlas, Bechain Omar Boishia, Tartitlas. The Mishnah is giving us two or three examples. What means two or three? Yesterday was Dveil and Gregris. Gregris and Dveil, that's one. Today, we have the talking cow is two. And then three, we have the Delis. That's three. Oh! Now the question is, when do we have to have all these three cases? Before we continue on, we have to explore a little bit what's going on in the Mishnah and what did Rami Bar Choma add to the Mishnah. Back in the Mishnah, it said that the Torah said, Harenin Nazira, I am going to be a Nozir, if I'm getting up. What does all of that mean? And what did the person report? He said, Omar, Omra Parah Zohar Ring Nazira. Well, what is this? What's going on over here? So the Ulam Mefarshim, the Toisus, and the Rosh, and others say that the two ways of understanding our Mishnah. One way of understanding the Mishnah is that we're just reporting what the Parah said, and then we try to derive from what the person reports that the Parah said, what does he really have in mind to say? Or other Mefarshim say, no, that he said what the Parah said, and then he said, and therefore I, and he continued on, I want to be a Nozer based on the following tonight. Okay, what's the Nafka Minah between the two Pshatim? We'll see as we go through. So let's take a quick look here. First of all, we have to understand this concept that a parah can speak. Did you ever hear of a talking cow? If you saw a cow talking, you would say, holy cow! So the question is, what does that all mean, that a parah is talking? So the Tosis and the Rosh bring a pasuk in Sefer Yoina, where in Sefer Yoina it says that once Yoina got on the ship, then the ship started going and tossing and turning and turning and tossing, and there's a Lashon HaPasuk. If you look at the pasuk, it goes... take for instance the Toisvis in the narrow lines. If you go down about 8 or 9 lines, you see it says Lefisha Haroya HaPara. I don't know if everybody sees that.
Yeah.
People that see the Para Choshev King Baliba Ala Para, they think about this Para that it's not going to move. Lefisha Toila HaMachshava BePara Atzma, they allocate the Machshava that they hold. It's as if the Para is thinking that Machshava Kimoi, like it says in Yoina the Aniya. And the Aniya, which of course is the boat, Choshva was thinking to go and break. Can an Aniya think? Come on. You call the Aniya and say, hey, boat, what are you thinking now? If the boat responds, you know that something is wrong. So presumably it's not going to respond because a boat is non-responsive. Rather, the person who's on the boat, he attributes his thought about the potential Shemira to the boat itself. And therefore the Pasuk says, it's as if the Aniya was the one that had this Machshava. Same thing over here. The person is Toila the Machshava, as if the Parah is the one that's thinking and saying, Harini Nazirim Amedes, Harini Musa Balod, etc. Anyway, so you see that that's how we understand that the Parah is talking. Not that the Parah is really talking, but that's what we attribute. What's your question?
The Tanai is after it usually is Tanai Kodama Masa. Here it's reverse.
We're not finished yet.
Okay.
Here we up to, you see, Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. We're going to skip now to about 5 lines before the wide lines. It says Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Do you have that, our good friend Rabbi David? Yeah. Do you see? There should be a pintle, a little dot.
Yeah, I see.
But Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Yeah, Pirush. He explains. Talking Pirush of the Masnisim. And we're going to have two Pirushim. First he said, Omar, Pirush. Omar Ha'adam. Remember the Mishnah starts off Omar, and then it says Omra Para. So Omar Ha'adam, that is a person who's reporting, Kishiroa Para Ravutza, and he sees that this Para is crouching, lying on the ground. And he says, Kimdumani, and I am thinking the Omra Para, it's as if the Para is saying, Zu, this Para, Hareni Nazira Imaimedes, I am going to be, I, the Para, will be a Nazir if I get up. She te'eves la'amoid, it wants to get up, ve'eni yecholah. It must have had a very large meal that day, or maybe it's getting old, or maybe it has COVID, or who knows what. And the Para can't budge, and says, oi, Rabbeinu Shalom, if you allowed me to stand up, I would become a Nazir. U'baratzein todu naziris im ta'amoid. And it's as if the Para is crying out to Hashem, and saying, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you give me an extra day or two life in this world that I'm able to stand up and to move and to be vivacious and to be able to continue my health and all this, I'm willing to take upon myself a pledge of being a Nazir. Now, this individual who's reporting that says, I know that the Parah itself cannot be a Nazir because a Parah is, after all, a cow, not a person. So, ani ashtum lo dvareha, I am going to therefore be mashlum, in other words, I'm going to be like the tashlum and the substitute for the para, and kihareini nozim ebsara, and I'm willing to be a nozim from its flesh, im tamid, if the animal gets up, the kulam asisin amnulzid de para. The entire Mishnah, therefore, is surrounding itself and focusing on the words of the para. So getting back to the Mishnah, Omar, the person, reports, Omra para zu, this para was saying, not that it was really saying, but I am attributing the para as if it's saying, Hareini Nazira, I, the para, would be a nazir in my medicine if I'm able to stand up. That's where the Mishnah ends for our purposes. And now, we read into the mind of the reporter, why is he telling us this? He's telling us this because he wants to go and say that I, the Odom, am willing to take over that Naziris that the para is going and taking upon himself. All of this, of course, is imaginary, but this is what the person is attributing to the para, and he says, I'll take over the para's naziris. Vashas moiseba milza, and now the Gemara is adding, the Omra Odom, that this is what the person added to what it says in the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah itself is only talking about the para, and now Rami Bar Chaman, the Gemara is saying, I'll tell you what's really going on behind the scenes over here. Uktasnas Moyev, however, it's a bissel schwer ashitazu. The Irisha Odom Oime Beferish, Hareni Nozim Epsara, if in fact that's what's happening. That first the person reports that that's what the Para is thinking and saying. But because the Para can't be a Nozir, I'll take over the Naziris on its behalf, and therefore Hareni Nozim Epsara, Freitach Liranyet, if that's the case, Imkein have a Kuli in Yonah di Omra Para Bechti. What do I need all of this background? I mean, this is all fascinating, that the Parah is crouching and can't get up, and says, if I could get up, and Hari Naziris, blah, 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 blah. The Ein Dibur HaMoyel Klum. After all, none of this is really relevant. What is relevant is that the person, after making this reporting about this crouching Parah, says, and by the way, since the Parah can't be a Nazir, I am taking over Reini Nazir Mipsara. So says Aran, the Toises. We could have started the Mishnah that way. Instead of saying, Hareni Nozir min HaGregusim and Advela, if you have a person that says, Hareni Nozir Mipsar Behema, what's the din? According to Bei Shammai, he's a Nozir. According to Bei Selel, he's not a Nozir. And then Rebuta would say, if you could say it's a Koinim. In other words, why do we need this whole background? I mean, it's a very interesting reading. Behema was complaining of Usamel. And therefore, Vinir Lafarish says, the Toises, She'ena Odom Oyma Klum. The person is not saying anything. What do you mean he's not saying anything? Rak, She'y Mesabra Milta De Para. All he's doing is reporting the story about this crouching para, and he himself did not add to the discussion, as we'll see. V'lo Yishayach Bo Naziris, Rak She'tehei Mofreshes Li'isura, Shlo Yehenna Mibsara. Vis-a-vis this animal, the para can't really be a nazir. I mean, that's kind of silly. So when the animal says, Hareini Nazira, what he really means to say is that I want that my flesh and bones, me, the para, that I should be mufrish and muvdal. I should be separate from Bnei Adam, that nobody should go and eat from my basar. So not that the animal is taking upon itself, from wine, or from basar, or from groigris. No, no, no. The animal is just simply saying is that I want to remain osir to everyone else, that nobody should be able to have hanoah from me. This is what the person was reporting b'shem the parah. Hilkach kisha odam b'saper lefaneinu kach b'da'atu lekayim olav she'enozim ibsar. In other words, according to this second, what are we saying over here? The first pshat that the Tosis brought b'shem Rabbi Yosef ish Yerushalayim was that there are two statements being made. Statement number one is the reporting of this individual, let's call him Yankel. Yankel saw a para, revetzis lafanov, and he says about that para, you won't believe the conversation, you won't believe the monologue that I heard in from this cow. Not that the cow said anything, but this is what I am attributing. I'm looking at the cow's mind. I'm sorry?
I'm projecting.
I'm projecting on this cow that this is what the cow has in mind. That the cow is saying that I'd love to get up, but I can't get up. I feel so weak today. And the veterinarian is on holiday. It's a Black History Month, or it's a Yeshiva Week, or whatever. So now you know the relevance of that. Anyway, so nobody's helping me out. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you allow me to get up, I'm going to be a Nazir, and I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to be a good cow. That was the first part. And now the person who's reporting this says, and now let me add that since the parah itself obviously cannot be a Nazir, the parah never learned Hilchas Naziris, and the parah doesn't know what it means to be a Nazir. You know what? I take over the Naziris of this cow, and I will be the Nazir if the animal gets up. That was the first pshat. The difficulty with that pshat, says the Tosis, is that I don't need the whole background. Let it just simply say, Hareini Nozim Ibsara, what's the din? Beishamai says that he is a Nazir, and Kodbeisil says he's not a Nazir. I don't need all this background that he saw, and all the dramatics, and all this. It's all Dvarim B'tei. That's the first shot. So therefore, says the Tosis, I have a second shot. Second shot is that the person reporting, this Yankel, doesn't say anything on his own. All he says is, I saw the crouching cow, and I believe that the crouching cow, I'm projecting that he was thinking about becoming a Nazir, and that's the end of the story. Now, Beisham and Beisil are thinking to themselves, why would anybody come to the Beis Medrash to tell such a ridiculous story about a crouching cow, and the cow is thinking, and it's your thinking, this thinking is going to become a Nazir? Come on, that sounds so ridiculous. Says Beishamai, I know why the person repeated this story. Because what he means to say is that since, of course, the cow cannot go and become a Nazir, then I am going to become a Nazir. So not that he said it, but Pem Mole, that I'm going to be Mashlim the Naziris on behalf of the cow, because then we're going to have Akasha. Then what do I need the whole cow story? Just simply say, Harini Nazir Mipsara, and I'm done. Like yesterday's Mishnah with the Gregus and the Dvela. Muzdaf Zayin says the second shot, that he himself didn't say anything, and therefore just implying in his reporting of the story, he's not editorializing, he's not adding anything of his own, he's just telling the story that I saw this crouching cow, and what the cow was thinking, I'm projecting, etc. Now from this, why did he tell the story? We are now saying about this person. Now we're not only projecting about what the cow is thinking, we're projecting why Yankel's reporting this story, and we're saying the reason is because presumably he wants to say that since the animal cannot go and become a Nazir, I, the individual Yankel, I'll become the Nazir. Okay. Says Tosis that this pshat is also a shver pshat, because of miyut tzorachin, to my parach, why does the Gemara say, for Amri Beishami Chodazim, the Beishami already told this yesterday, with the story, with the Groigus and the Dvela. There's an additional Chiddush here. The Avil Gavdli Hisker Klal Naziris. He didn't say anything about himself that I'm becoming a Nazir. Yesterday's Mishnah told us one Chiddush, and that is if a person says, Hareini Nazir, Mena Groigus, Mena Dvela, says Beishami, becomes a Nazir, even though it's ridiculous. This is figs. Today it's giving a new Chiddush. That even if a person didn't say anything, he's just reporting us this funny story about the cow, even this can cause him to become a Nazir. That's a bigger chiddush than yesterday. So what's the Gemara asking? My kamashmalan a grois zach. And this gimel over here is from the Ranjburg, and he says he put a full stop over here, and that's the end. In other words, tois is blinds by the kasha. So either way that you learn the Mishnah and the Gemara l'chayde is shver. If you're telling me that the person himself added to the story, and therefore since the animal cannot become a nozer, I will become a nozer mibsara. For that, then I don't need the whole background story. Just simply say, Hanoider by Hareini Nozir Mibsara, Om Rabbi Shammai, he is a Nozir, and according to the Basil, not a Nozir. And then you could talk and ask, Utsrichi, what do I have to have both cases? I already know Gregor Sudvela. But if that's the case, I don't need all the background and the beautiful dramatics about this animal. Elamai, you're telling me that it's talking about that he didn't add anything to the equation. All he did was just tell us about the animal alone. Kunich Vengen Zich. He never even said the word Hareini Nozir. He's just repeating what the animal said. Shver. That's even more shver.
Yeah.
So, whichever way you learn it, it's a shver gemara.
Yeah.
Good.
I have a question.
You're entitled to two.
If you're projecting that the cow has consciousness that it's willing to become a Nozir, why don't you apply that to other cases? Why can't you say that maybe the cow wants to become Hekdesh for the Basin Hekdesh?
It's a good question, and perhaps that is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Notice in Rabbi Yehuda says, Afkish Omer Beishamai, even Beishamai, I, Rabbi Yehuda, disagree with the Tanakhama. I don't feel that the person becomes a Nazir. Rather, I say, Hari Porizu, a light carbon, that this por is going to become a carbon. What does that mean, he's going to become a carbon? That if and when I take upon myself Nazirus, I'm going to go and take this para, and I'm going to bring it as a carbon for my Nazirs. That's, yes.
And this whole story, it's pretty obvious that it's not actually the cow. It's like the owner of the cow who's thinking all this. So why do you have to tell the story from the perspective of the cow? Why can't you just be straightforward and say that the owner is the one who's saying that and that he's the one who's like taking the responsibility?
You're saying very, very good. And what your pshat is very similar to the pshat of Rav and Amid Beis. I'm not sure we're going to get to that shortly. I thank you very much for developing further this whole thought process in the Gemara. It's obviously a very challenging Gemara. Most days when we learn Gemara, we don't talk about talking cows or talking doors. So this is a very, very unusual, fascinating Gemara. Let's get back to your question a little later. And now the Gemara says, why do I need two or three examples about this funny type of Nazirs? Where yesterday we said, Hareini Nozir min ha Goroigris min ha-dvela. And today we're saying the story about the Para, and then the story of the Delas, Utsrich. Says Imar, Di Itmar b'cho. Okay, we're here about halfway down here. Do you see it says, Utsrich di Itmar? Maybe you can help out over here, Utsrich di Itmar. Is this Utsrich di Itmar? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Utsrich.
Good. Utsrich, I need all three cases. The Itma b'cho. If I would only have the case of the Gregus of Devela, maybe Hasam who the Amri Beishamai have another. Maybe only over there Beishamai says another. Bishum the Mechlefon ba'anovim. After all, fruit are fruit are fruit. Mi'at Hashem, in a few days will be Tu Shvat, there'll be all these different fruits on the table. And if a person is not careful, he thinks he's taking a grape, but he's really taking a fig, he's taking a grape. And so therefore, a person could be Toa and say, Hareini Nozir min ha-Gregus min ha-Dvela, when he really meant to say the grapes and not the figs, right? A person goes to the grocer says, which fruit would you like today? And the person says, well, I need a few grapes, I need a little figs, I need some bananas, I need some oranges and apples. And then he makes a mistake in one of the things that he says. He really meant to say a mango, and he says a papaya. He really meant to say a pineapple, and he says apples. A person can go and be toa from one form of fruit to the other. Abu basa banavim, lemichlef, you normally wouldn't make a mistake between Basar and Anovim. And remember here, it's talking about that he says, Hareini Nazira Nozir Mibsara. I'm a Nozir from the Basar of the animal. So, normally you wouldn't go and make that type of mistake. And therefore, I would say that even Beis Shammai would agree that it's Devarim B'Telem Umuvutolin, Lo Sharirin V'Loi Kayomin. Who goes and says, Hareini Nozir Min HaBasar? So therefore, that's all gunish. It's all nonsense. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Ulan says a Mishnah. No. Even if you're making such a change from grapes to basar, also he becomes a nozer aliba de Beishamai. V'yit mabasa, if we only say the second case of the basa, ha'chudyam b'shami ha'benazir. He goes, b'bisra v'chamra. Basar and yayin are also susceptible to be exchanged one for the other by accident. Why is that the case?
All on his back.
Number one. Number two, anytime you have a simcha, a suda, a party, a yontif, basar v'yayin. It's always kind of a package deal. Basar v'yayin, basar v'yayin. Oh, so the person, when he said, I want to be a nozer miyan basar, perhaps what he really meant was from a yayin. But again, there was a slip up in his tongue. And when he said basar, he really meant yayin. And the rush over here brings a pasuk in Tanakh, which is also supportive thereof. Now you just have to find it, because every Gemara, the rush is printed a little bit differently on the right margin, left margin. But he also says the same thing, a pasuk of su'av yayin. It's like a pasuk similar to in the Torah, zoylul v'soyve. But here he has a slightly different. In my Gemara, it's on the left-hand margin. It's about 12 lines before the wide lines down below, which says Bisra v'chamra mitzuyin hein biyachad. Do you have that?
Yes.
Do you have that, Barry?
I do.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
Zulay.
Where does it say in the pasuk? Don't be from the zoyle baser v'soy v'yayin. Don't be from those that are gluttons to eat a lot of meat, and those that are shtickle drunkards who like to go and addicts who like to go and drink a lot of wine. Exactly, similar to Bensor Amara. Yeah. They have the inchin tov mechulfalu, and therefore, since baser v'yayin are kind of a package thing, so people can go and make that type of mistake and say nozim and baser, but it really means nozim and yayin. So therefore, if we'd only have our Mishnah telling us about the para and not the Mishnah of the greater Senate Vela, then I would say maybe only here there's a din that he becomes an Asim, but not by the greater Senate Vela. Like Kamashmala, that you have to have those Mishnahs. V'in Mahani Tan, if we only have the first two cases, Hani Hudakam Beishame, Avol Deles Eim Moide Lahula Beisela. If you're talking about that, the Deles said, Hadeles Hazeh says Areni Nazira Im Niftachani. That's really strange. So what is he going to say? I'm a Nozer Min Hadeles. If that's the case, wouldn't even Beis Shammai agree to Beis Hillel? This is not even edible. This is a door. This is not figs. And this is not basar. It's a delis. So maybe Beis Shammai would say, in this case, Beis Hillel right here, talking about an inedible, inanimate object. Yeah, come on, the whole Nazir, that whole thing, it sounds so ridiculous. And therefore, he's not a Nazir. Kamash Malan, even in such a case, he's a Nazir. Vitan a delis. If it would only give the case of Delis, L'chayra, that should be enough, according to Beis Shammai. Madach, in the case of Delis, it becomes a Nazir, and certainly in the case of meat, and certainly in the case of figs. Maybe B'chon Kamrin Beis Hillel. Here Beis Hillel says, come on, this is nonsense. Nozim in a Delis. Av B'hach Tartin, in Middle of Beis Shammai, maybe you would agree. Since we're talking about figs, and we're talking about pasta, no, it's food, you know, okay, it could be a chalip, and a person makes a mistake, a slip of the tongue, and Kamashulan comes to tell you the lie. That's why you have to have all three cases. The case of the Gregus and the Vela, the case of the Para, and the case of the Telus. So this was Rami Bar Chama. And notice, if you get back to the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara asks, pardon me, Kamishtaya, Om Rami Bar Chama, Hachamai Skinan, Kigoychoiz, a Para of Utsilafanab, the Omar Kisvura Para Zu, this Para is thinking to itself, Ain't no medes. Harry knows of Absara im omda me eleho. The omda me eleho. The animal I'm projecting on the animal, or the animal itself is saying, that's depending on the two different versions that we had here in the Tosfos. Either the animal is saying, Harry knows of Absara, everybody stay away from me, don't eat from my basar, because I'm going to make it like Hegdish. If I'm able to stand up, don't eat from my basar. Or the person who's reporting, Mr. Yankel, is saying, already nozer mipsar, I want to be a nozer from the basar of this cow. Im amda meile, if it gets up, the amda meile, and eventually it did get up. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, no, it got up. We have a kim of the Tanai, and therefore we have to have the, he has to become a nozer according to Beis Shammai. But the Gemara says, the words the amda meile don't appear in the Mishnah. We only have Amra parazu hareni nazira im oimedes ani, if I get up. Down to the Gemara Amarava, five lines from the bottom. Amarava. Miktani im amdame alea. You added these words, Rami Bar Chama, the amdame alea. According to our Mishnah, just says, im oimedes ani. In other words, if I get up. And then the Mishnah doesn't add, and ultimately it did get up, me alea. You added that. And therefore says, Amarava, The pshat in the Mishnah is slightly different. Going shahoisa por revutz lefanav, like we said until now. The Omar Hari Olai Korban. I'm making it into a korban. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to make it into a korban. And what does it have to do with Naziris? Because after all, Beis Shammai says he becomes a nazir. So what does nazir have to do with korban? So we're going to see the rush now, and the rush is going to say that we're now again projecting what the parah is saying, and now the person is saying, you know what I'm going to do with this parah if it's able to stand up? I'm going to go and bring it as part of my korbanis. And immediately the rush is going to jump on that and say, what? You're going to become a nozer and bring it for one of your korbanis? The korbanis that you have to bring, which are specified in the Torah, that's the chatzos, the oila, and the shlamim, you don't bring them from a cow, you bring them from the lamb family, from kvasim and from elim.
Even the shlamim?
Yes, sir, well, please check it out. Therefore, zokti moritz oi bazoi, what are we talking about mit apara? As Zoi Freit says, Rosh, holy cow, I don't understand it. And therefore the Rosh says, it says the gabe, the nozer, that milvad, besides the kabanos that he's bringing, he also has to bring these three kabanos. So let's take a look here at the Rosh.
Second white line, the Rosh's for parish in the whole lamod.
Okay, let's start from there. Second white line, all the way in the bottom. Kigon shohis parivutz lefanim. V'yama, how do you like carbon? V'hachi perusha de masnisim. This is now the pshat in the Mishnah. Svura para sheni choyl lamoid. The animal thinks about itself. Chanishka koyach, I can't get up. V'te'eva toavod, it has a grace of taiva, it has a tremendous desire. Lidar sheim tamoid. If it ultimately stands up, bein me'elea bein ayide acherim. The reason why the Rush adds that is because he's trying to explain how Rava is different than Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says that this is all im omde me'eleha, the omde me'eleha. Says Rava, whether it got up on its own or got up because someone shot it up, brought it up, picked it up, doesn't make a difference. The ikur is shim tamid ben me'eleha ben hayidei achenim shetikonis la'azara. We're going to bring it to the Azara. And the akrivula carbon nazir, I'm going to bring it for carbon nazir. The afal pi she'ein mevi par le carbon choiva. You don't bring a carbon for any of the three. It's kavasim and elim. It's not from a para. Mikomokum hayu regilin lahovi yoim tag lachton carbonis nedova oila ushlamim together with the chiyuvim. Like I said in the pasuk, milvar asher tasig yadoi kfi nidrei asher nader. That's how he has the din of the naziris. And now, again, the reporter, that's Yankel, is saying about this parah. I take upon myself a korban nazir from this animal to bring it. In other words, I'm going to be a nazir. And then when I finish my naziris in 30 days from now, in addition to bringing my regular kabbanis nazir, I'm going to also bring this animal as an additional oil or shlamim, special additional korban lasham. So this addresses Danny somewhat what you were asking before, that in fact, according to this new version, according to Rava, we're not talking about that he's bringing a Naziris of Yayin, but rather, like carbon, this animal itself is going to be a carbon, part of the package that he's going to bring with his Naziris carbon. Yeah.
But what is difficult here is, without a klal, a person can be menader, oilo, and shlomi, without involving the concept of Naziris Michlal.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we have to connect here the double of a oilo or a shlomi to Naziris?
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise this whole Mishnah, according to Rava, doesn't make sense. We're talking about a para. If your question is, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh bring in a story with a talking para, that I have no answer for. It certainly is a fascinating, unique Mishnah. I don't think you have a Mishnah similar to this in Chas, but you have to ask Shas.
But the connection to Naziris,
yeah,
between Ha'il and Nadova, I still don't see, even though the cow is a crouched. He wants to make an Abdova. He wants to make an Oiler.
He's just saying Harel like Korban. He's not saying Harel like Nazir.
It's not connected with Bichlal to Nazirus.
Right.
It doesn't have to be connected with Bichlal. I mean, we are forcing a pshat that
It doesn't filter the contest, because if he just saw the cow and he went to meet as a korban shlamim, forgetting the zeros.
Right,
can't bring a cow for an ola, you can bring it for a shlamim. You can bring an ola is only from
shlamim cannot be a cow?
A shlamim can't be, not an ola.
Oh, it can't be from a cow?
It can't be a para either, can't be a female either.
No, but he said, how you like korban mazir.
According to the Rosh,
he says,
Rabbi,
but it's going to the Rosh, but not the Gemara. It just says, "Arei like Corbin," you know.
That's sure. That's your kasha.
He said Nazir. So that's the connection.
Definitely. Otherwise, that's the whole Mishnah. Arei Nazir.
No, but even if he said Arei like Corbin Nazir, he could also be offering. I want to finance this Corbin. This animal should help a Nazir when he poor Nazir when he has to bring his korbanos. We have that very often that someone is menadev for a Nazir who can't afford his korbanos, mm-hmm. to help him be ois Nazir. So
that, your pshat is a beautiful pshat. That's not the Rosh's pshat. He's saying that perhaps when he's talking about korban, what he means to say is, if there's another Nazir in town and he needs the funds and he's never a person of modest means, I will supply the korbanos on his behalf. That's what you're saying. We had such a gemara on Beis Amid Beis, Gimel Amid Beis.
Yes.
But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about that the person is projecting.
Personally becoming a Nazir.
Exactly. Yes.
That's how you get a para nazir.
That's how you get a para nazir?
A poor nazir.
A poor nazir, a para nazir. Very good.
The cow itself forfeited itself from being a nazir.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yishikoyach for that, those words of wit and wisdom. But getting back to our Rosh and getting back to our Gemara, let's rush into the Rosh. So Rosh is explaining that, back to the Gemara, Omer Rava, four lines from the bottom, Kigoyin Shehoisa, Par Revutz Lafona, the Omar Hari Alai Karbon, and number one, the Par said about himself, I want to be a Karbon Naziris, and now the person says, I am going to take upon myself that this Par should be a Karbon if the Par eventually gets up, either on its own or through a prodded means, we get it up, we're going to bring it for a Karbon, not the Karbon Naziris itself, but to get chapit, append it to the regular Kabbalist that and Nozer brings. That's how the Rosh learns. So says the Gemara, this very, very interesting, unique pshat.
Just a question.
Yes.
What if he does that and then later he finds out that the animal is not good for carbon?
A bamo.
So the answer is, you'd have to wait. If it's mum, then you'd have to go and be poited and take the money and bring a carbon from them.
Is the zeros canceled?
No, the Nazir wouldn't be cancelled, because isn't that, in fact, one of the Kabbalahs of Nazir itself? It's only an appended to. You always have to bring three animals, one for a carbon, Oy Lishlam and Chatas, and this person saying, Milvad Asher Tasig Yod. In addition to that, I'm also going to bring other Kabbalahs. Which one? This cow.
Isn't he saying that the Nazir is dependent on the cow?
The Nazir is dependent on the cow, because we're projecting on the cow what his mindset is. And the person says, well, the cow obviously can't go and become a Nazir and can't bring Kabbana, so I'm going to bring the carbon on behalf of the cow.
If he's possible, he can never even...
If the animals... Please give me the going.
Assuming that the cow has consciousness.
Yes.
Assuming that if he's even if he wanted to, he wouldn't be able to be a Nazir.
If the animal is a Balmum. This animal is a very smart animal. That's why Rabbeinu Kodesh is quoting him. But he wasn't that smart. He didn't know the differences between a Balmum and a Tam and a Tam. Didn't go to yeshiva. Didn't, you know, never went to Cheder. Doesn't know.
Why shouldn't it be canceled?
Why shouldn't it be canceled? Because this person who's reporting it on behalf of the cow, either he added to that, this is what the cow is thinking, and I want you to know, Rabbi Yisai, the cow is thinking it's going to become a carbon. I take upon myself the carbon to bring together with the Kabbanis Naziris. Or he doesn't add all of that, he just reports the story on behalf of the animal, and therefore we're going to conjure up in the minds now and project on the minds of the reporter, of Yankel, why did he tell us this story? Come on, you have nothing better to talk about. Go and talk about politics, talk about the war in Ukraine. What are you talking about all that? Must be because he himself wants to bring, he wants to become a Nazir, he wants to become a Nazir, etc. Getting to your, here in Parshas Nosoi, Barry.
Yes.
The Hikrav is Karboni LaHashem, keves ben shenosai samim echali oila. It's a keves. Chav sa'achas ba shenosai tamima lechatos.
The ayil
echad tamim lishlam. So it's a keves, a kavsa, and an ayil.
So the shlamim of the nezer can only be an ayil. It can only be an ayil. It can't be any other.
Exactly. That's what he said. Now he's bringing this para. That's what the Rosh says. We look at the very end of the parsha of parsha's nezer. Zoi tzeris ha'nezer. Asher yidar. Karboni Lashem al Nizra. He has to bring the three karbonis in his ears. Milvad Asher Tasig Yodli. Besides other karbonis that he's Masig Yad that he's able to bring, Kfi Nidra Esher Yidor Ken Yasel Teres Nizra. So, whatever he wants to bring in addition. So the Rosh says that was the Minhag, that typically, Biyom Taglachtan, Ho Yerigil in Lahaviyom Taglachtan, Karbonis Nadova. Besides the regulars, they brought an Oyle Shlomim, Kidachsil, like it says in that Pasuk. And therefore he says, I'm going to bring this in addition to my regular Kavanis Nazir, I'm going to go and bring this para. You're right, you can't bring it for an Oyle, you'll bring it for a Shlom. Okay?
The only problem is that it says the grammar of the Mishnah, the Kavanis saying Harani Nazira,
yeah.
And he is an Omar, he's an Omar, he's a Zachar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if a man says, I want to be a Nazira, never mind current... You know, identification. The language doesn't work because if a man says something using the grammar of a woman, it's not legally effective.
Okay, good. You're afraid they're good. So for your question, there are two answers. Answer number one is that this part of the Mishnah, according to the pshat that he is just quoting the para, he's saying Omra Parazu. The para is saying Harengin Nizira. Right. I, the Pura, am a female, and I'm saying that I want to be a female Nazir.
Right.
That one says good.
Okay.
Good. In my medicine. Now, if you're going to go and say that Hareni Nazira, that Omra Pura, the Pura made a statement. What did the Pura say? I'll tell you a whole Megillah that the Pura is crouching and he's saying to himself, can I get up? Can I not get up? And if Hareni, I am now Nazira, then you're saying the reporter should say Hareni Nazir.
Correct.
So the Toisis or the Rosh, or both of them say that here the word Nazira is with a mapik hay to go and tell you that I'm a nozir mimeno, which means a nozir mibsara.
Derivative.
It means a nozir mibsara.
Right, I see.
And that's how they learn pshat in the nazira. Let's see if we can put our finger on it quickly. Anish, you'll just believe me and we'll find it later on. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Look, you see, we had in the Toisis, Varnia Choshvadi Yishavu, it says Yoina Aleph.
Yes.
Yeah, you have that?
Yeah.
He projects that this is the Yishavir. Right. So now continuing on. Hareini Nazira, I am a Nazir. Im Oymedis. Hareini Musav Al Ha'odam. Hamekabal Ol Hanaziris. Lahochi Ka'omar Hareini Nazira. Mapik Hei. Hareini Nazir Mibsara. That's according to the pshat that our mission is not that he's telling us what the par is saying, but rather what he himself is saying. Hareini nozir mimena. The nazira is nozir mimena. That's the mapike. So put a dot in the hay in your mishnah. Hareini nazira meaning a nozir from it. What means from it? From the basar of the par. So that's to answer your question. So therefore, two pshatim in our mishnah. Either hareini nazir, he's just reporting what the animal said. And of course, the animal is a par. It's an akeva, that's why it says Nazira. And according to the second pshat, is that the person is saying it, and I am a Nazir Mimena, and that's why Nazira is a shortened version of Nazir Mimena, it's a mapike.
Isn't it also be Tanai Kodom Masa? That's still bothering me. If we're looking at the real language of the Mishnah.
Okay, so what's Tanai Kodom Masa?
If
you go and say, Imedis Aniya Harein Nazira?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing I could say is that since the
whole
para...
The whole thing is imaginary anyway.
Exactly. Okay, it's imaginary. It's just
a surprise that the Mishnah is using language that's not legally
as effective. Very good. Zoki Moravaita. So, says Rava now, the para is, and he says, Harein like Karbin. Zoki Moravaita, Mishlim para bas Karbini. This whole pshat that you are projecting onto the para, and he's bringing up Karbin with the other Kabbalists, with the Gansa Maisa. Okay, I can hear that when you're talking about the para. Eladel is bas karbini. After all, the Mishnah uses the same expression after that. Oh, imra delis as arei nazira. The delis is saying that it's going to become a nazirim niftachani. So here too, you're going to go and say, I know what the delis is thinking. The delis is thinking, if you can open me, apparently the delis is sealed shut. You can't possibly open me, but if you're able to open me, then I'm going to be a nazirim in. From what? Mimani, from the delis, from the ground, from the doorpost. What does all that mean? Bishlam apara bas karmani. Okay, you can call him, give it this pshat the somewhat unique pshat that we gave. But Eladelis Baskarbin, this whole thing doesn't make sense. And therefore, Silima, you know, you're right. And we start a new formulation in understanding our Mishnah. We're on the last line. Ela Omarovik, going to Hoysa Parra Food Slafana. Every pshat is the same. The parra is crouching on the ground. And now the Omar, and he says, Hareni Nozer Miyayin. Ooh, not Hareni Nozer Minha Groyus and Minha Dvela or Minha Basar. The person says, I'm a Nozer Miyayin Imloy Omda. If this animal does not get up, the Omda may allow, and eventually it got up. What is all of this about? Back in our Mishnah, didn't say Imloy Omda. Im Omda. In my medicine. So the Chayit is a Shver Pshat Imloy Omda. So Tosis starts off by saying, this is a little bit easier than the Pshat than we had according to Rambam Bachama. Because Rambam Bachama added the words V'omda Me'aleh and it got up. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Yeah. But here it doesn't say Loi either. Yeah. So the Tosis says, it's an Ishkefelech. It's only one word. It's only two letters. You know,
it's a very important two letters.
It's a very important. If you look at the top. Yeah, exactly. Look at the top.
Delete those laws.
Exactly. So look at the top, Tosis. Masnisen Diktoni Harein Nazira. We're already on to the next page. Sometimes in life you have to turn the page. Okay, you have here on top. V'yom Harein Nazira Min Imloi. Masnisen Diktoni Harein Nazira Pirish Harein Nozer Miyayin Kach Bishvila. That, not that Nozer Mipsar, I'm going to be Nozer Miyayin if the following occurs. V'yom De Me'aleh. Zain a Moisev Alish De Masnisen El Loi Belvad. The only thing that we're adding to the Mishnah is the word Loi. To Belosh and a Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, "Im omdo imoymedes v'moys of tevis loy." And the mele omr shekach nasa meisa sheomde mele. So, basically, what Rav is saying is, what Tois is saying is, although the Gemara here also says "im loy omda v'omde mele," Rav was screaming at Rami Bachama. It doesn't say "v'omde mele," and he himself adds "v'omde mele." No, no, don't put that in the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara adds to the Lashon of the Mishnah, but that's not an insert, that's not an amendment of the Mishnah. It's only the word loy. Loy is nishkeferlach, and loy bilvad, you know. Of course, that is a very shver pshat.
The facts contradict the condition, in lo amda v'amda. In lo amda v'lo amda, I can stand nazir, equals nazir, but it's lo amda v'amda.
Gotcha. So the Rosh gives an interesting pshat, and he said, leave the Mishnah the way it is. And the Mishnah is that the Porus says, Harein Nazira im ay medesani. Not like we learned until now, that the Porus very much wants to stand up. The Porus is very, very happy the way it is, and the Porus wants to lie down. It's a nice sunny day. I'm a chaya, a little vacation. I have a chance to rest, and the Porus is having a good time. And says, Harein Nazira im ay medesani. If I have to get up, I'm going to be a Nazir. I have no intentions of getting up. I'm staying down here the way I am. Says now the Balabus, the owner of the animal, looks at the animal and says, ha ha, over my live body, I don't like to say the other word, over my live body, I'm going to get up. You'll see I'm going to go and get it up. If I can't get this animal up, then I'm going to go and be a Nazir. And so therefore, we leave the Lush and the Mishnah the way it is, and now the animal and the balabas are having a conflict, a little bit of a battle over here, where the animal says, I'm very happy the way I am, I'm staying here. And the balabas says, oh, no, you're not staying there. And each one is saying, I'm going to be a nazir if. The animal says that if you're going to go and get me up, then I'm going to become a nazir, because I'm staying down. I have no intention of getting up. And the balabas says, oh, if you don't get up, I'm going to be a nazir, because I'm going to get you up. You'll see in a minute. And therefore, I won't have to be a nazir. Good. So where do I take this from? So this is the Rush over here. Look on the right here. In my Gemara, it's all the way at the beginning on the right-hand side. But this Gemara probably has a little bit of a different layout.
This is the Rush here.
Oh, so you have the Rush over here. And I have a Rush further down on the Umbed on the right-hand side, you see. Harein Nozer Miyayin. Do you have that already, Nozer Miyayin?
Yeah.
Im Loy Amda. Bachi Perusha. So first he has a different pshat, as we'll see. Svura Parazusha Eino Imedis. This animal thinks to himself, I'm a lazy animal. I'm not getting up. I'm not going to. You can try to prod me up, pick me up, forget about it. I'm staying down. The Omar and the animal is saying, Hareini Nozer Miyayin Im Loy Tamoid. The person is saying,
right,
I'm going to be a Nozer from Yayin if you're not going to get up. The Taima im oimedes k'tani. The Mishnah doesn't say im loy tamid. It says im oimedes. If I do get up, v'yesh loyma do loy kashale. That's nishkeferlich. The zimin shemedali gatana. Sometimes the Tana leaves out a word or two. Nishkeferlich. Aval. See, and he had the aleph down below. He adds a couple of words. Anyway. Aval umdemeyaleosha ikar hachidish havali the misni. L'choyre still doesn't say the umdemeyaleo. Well, pirish basra ain't tzarech lagia mishnah. No, you don't have to be magia. The mishnah mit aloi, unaloi. V'ochi purushai. Savra parazu she'eino imedis. She'eino roi tzalamayt. Just the opposite of the Amir Aleph, remember, the animal said, I'd love to get up. Kodesh Baruch, if you help me get up, I'll become a nozer. I'm going to become a tzaddik. I'm going to do all the tariq mitzvahs. I'm going to become a nozer. Here's the other way around. The parrot doesn't want to get up. She's very happy lying there. Ain't a medesh. Ain't a roi tzalamid. V'doimahu, and therefore I'm projecting, shetoima berotzen, as if the parrot is saying, hareni nozer in my medesh ani. If you're able to get me up, I'm going to be a nozer. I have no intention of becoming a nozer, Rabbi Yisrael. I intend staying here on the ground. If you're trying to pick me up, I'm going to become a nozer. V'loshen moshel ke'odam ha'mesarev lasis dabar. It's like a moshel, a person who refuses to do something. V'omer ehi nozer im e'esenu. If you force me to do it, I'm going to become a nozer, because I have no intention of doing it. You can stand on your head and spit wood nickels. I don't intend doing it. To the point that I'm saying with conviction, I'm going to become a nozer if you pick me up. So therefore, the Loshen HaMishnah, Harenin Nozir, Harenin Nazira, Im Oymedesani. And now the person says, that Sabri Beishamid HaMesabra Divri Parah, Havakilu Hu Oymer, just the opposite. Harenin Nozir, Im Loy Amidana, Vishu Koyesaleh, I'm angry at this lazy, good-for-nothing Parah. You know how much I paid for this Parah? I paid thousands of dollars, and all the Parah does, it sleeps all the day and all night, doesn't want to get up. Vishen Reitzel Amoyv, Oymer Belibay, Adrabba, Ani Amidana, I'm going to make sure that this animal gets up. V'yem lav. And if I cannot succeed, hey nausea. Guess what happens? Something in between. Not that the animal continued lying down, and not that Amidana, that the owner picked it up. It got up on its own. Miracle of miracles. Animal got up on its own. V'om dal yedatzma, oy shemida acher. Not the balabusa, somebody else picked it up. And that's what he means, that he didn't pick up. So now, what's the machloik is now Beishamai Beisil. So getting back to our Gemara, says Beishamai on the second line. Beishamai Savri Torfei Dehaigavra. Torfei over here means the essence of what this person said when he said, Harini Nozer, you're going to get up whether you like it or not. If you're not going to get up, I'm going to become a Nozer. He meant Misham Okmi Biyodehu, that I am going to be the person that's going to get this animal up by hook or by crook. V'holei ukma. Abba, he was not successful in picking the animal up because the animal got up on its own. Obeisil Savri, Misham Dereviyahu. The important thing, he looks at the animal is crouching and lying down. And guess what happened? The compass, and now it got up. It's not good. So what's the machloikis bottom line? Very simple. Again, the Rush is
like or the agent.
Okay, so according to the Rush, what did the Rush say? The animal is stubborn and says, "I am not going to get up for $1,000,000, and if you're going to force me up, I'm going to become a nozer." No, showing its conviction, I'm not getting up. Says the person, it's just the opposite. If you're not going to go get, if I am not successful in getting you up, then I'm going to become a nozer. Okay, so he takes upon himself naziris im layomda if the animal doesn't get up. Guess what? The animal got up. So Beishamai says, but the strength of his conviction when he said, Harini Nozer, im loy amda, is not that the animal stands up, but that I am going to get this lazy, good-for-nothing animal, I'm going to pick it up on myself, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to pick it up. And if I'm not successful in picking it up, then I'm going to be a Nozer. And guess what happens? He didn't pick it up, because the animal got up on its own, or somebody else picked it up. And so therefore, says Beishamai, I'm now a Nazir, because the strength of the conviction of the Naziris, the condition was, if I pick it up,
I'm the one who gets it up.
Exactly. Hareni Nazir imloy a'amidena. I will be the Nazir if I don't pick it up. Lamaisa, he didn't pick it up. And so therefore, Hareni Nazir, says Beisham, he's a Nazir. Says Beisil, did he really care about that I pick it up or you pick it up? The important thing is he was furious at this lazy, good-for-nothing animal. No, get up already. I'm going to become a nozer if it doesn't get up. Baruch Hashem, the animal got up, so he's not a nozer, so we're off the hook. And therefore, that's the machlokes b'sham b'sil. Let's go to the Sefer. You have to add here three words in the Bach. Oimer hare pora zu olai karvan. How can you go and talk about karvan metapora? Meaning, the way that we're learning now, according to Rav at the top line, he's saying already nozer miyayin. Okay, that sounds fine, but now we're changing channels all of a sudden, and we're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hare hinalai karban. Karban has nothing to do with yayin. Yeah, you have nisach yayin. But here we're talking about para, and he's saying, para mi kamatzes bamidi, can you talk about a para, that there should be an inyan of nizirus vis-a-vis a para? You're talking about nozem yayin. And therefore the Gemara says, you're right, I'm going to make a small change to what I said at the top. Okay, going to Omar Reni Nozer Mibsara Imlay Amda, the Amda Me'alel. And again, it's the identical machloikis, where again the par is saying, no, I'm stubborn, I'm not getting up, you can stand on your head, I am staying down here. And guess what? If you're able to force me to get up, I'm going to become a Nozer. Like it says in the Mishnah, Reni Nozer Imlay Medesani. And the Balabu says, you good for nothing, cow, you. If I'm going to become a Nozer if I don't get you up. And guess what happens? And the animal got up on its own. Bishami sabi torfed hugavra. The strength of conviction, the essence of what he was saying was, Misham okme biyadehu, vale okma. Amaisi, he didn't get it up. The animal got up on its own. Beso sabi torfed hugavra, Misham dervia. He's so upset because the animal is crouching. Vakamish Baruch Hashem, it got up. And therefore, says our Gemara, it's really the same shot as on top. But instead of saying Hareni Nozer Miyayin, he's already saying now Hareni Nozer Mibsara, and now what you can understand where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from. Rabbi Yehuda says he didn't really mean an inyan of Nazirus when he said Hareni Nozer Mibsara. What he really meant is to go and say, I'm going to bring it for a carbon, similar to what the Rosh said on the bottom, that you bring the carbon together with the Kabbonis Nazirus. But Avada, there's no such inyan of Nozer from the Para, but he meant the carbon Para to commit the carbon of Nazirus. Ubeisil Sabri, Eloi Katma, period. So that's the machloikis in our Mishnah. It's fake the Moria to Beisil Sabri, Imle Kamis Havi Nozir. What happens in Eloi Kamis Havi Nozir? What did Beisil say? Beisil says in our Mishnah he's not a Nozir. Why is he not a Nozir? Because the condition was, I'm only going to be a Nozir if this animal doesn't get up. Baruch Hashem, the animal got up, and therefore I'm not a Nozir. Izach mashma, what would happen if the animal in fact did not get up, but it stayed there for the next 5 years and it didn't move, it didn't budge, it didn't get up? What would be the din? Then even Basil would agree that he is a Nazir. So if you're telling me like the Lushan at the top of the Mar Nazir me Yayin, that makes sense. But here you're saying, according to the Snoop Shot, there ain't Nazir me Psara, for Ami Bipsara. And we know that Basil Lishitase holds, and when you make a Nazir Minha, Kroikis Minha Dvela, it's zero. See, if therefore he's saying now Hari knows Mibsara, it should also be zero. So what difference does it make if the animal did get up, it didn't get up?
If the language doesn't work, it's not effective.
Exactly, vis-a-vis Beis Hillel, he's never going to be a Nozer, whether Kama to Loi, Noi Kama. And for the Gemara, you're 100% right. The Tamayu de Beishamai Ka'amri. Beis Hillel is really addressing Beisham, and he's saying to Beisham, Liddi done according to us, it makes no difference. This lazy, good-for-nothing para, whether it gets up or doesn't get up, if it Loi Kama Nami, Loi Havi Nozer. Why? Because there's no such concept of Hareni Nozer Mibsara. Of the Tchulot Ach Beishami, the Amrisa that you say by the Groigris and the Devela that Havi Nozer, and therefore you're projecting and saying the same thing also applies to Basar. Oidel and Mias, at least agree with me, the Torfei Da'adein Gavri Mishim Derevia, Vakamis. Don't keep on focusing on the fact that he said, Amidena, Loi Amidena. Go and focus on the fact that this behemoth was lazy, lying on the ground. And the balabas is furious and says that if I'm not going to get this behemoth up, then I'm going to become a nozir. And the behemoth got up. So does it really make a difference to the balabas that he had to schlep it up, or that the animal finally got the message of the balabas' wrath and the animal got up on its own? Who cares? The Iker was Mishum Derevia V'Akamis. And since the animal got up, he's not a Nozer, because he said, I'm only going to be a Nozer if the animal doesn't get up. Obey Shammai said, no, Beisil, I respectfully disagree. Lav Torvidei Gavra Mishum Oikma Biyadihu. Or really, we should stop. Obey Shammai Lav, I disagree with you, Beis Hillel. Torah v'dehi gavra, the strength of conviction and the essence of this person's Harenin Nozer and his condition was Mishim Ukma Biyadihu. He says, I'm going to teach this animal a lesson once and for all. Animal, I'm going to get you up whether you like it or not. I'm going to pick you up with my own arms. I'm going to have my kids help me out, but we're going to get you up. And guess what? Well, he didn't get the animal up because the animal got up on its own. So therefore, he was not Mekayim the Tanai, and that's why he becomes a Nozer after all. So bottom line is, what our Mishnah comes to tell us is that not only the case of Gregus and the Vela, but also in the case of this imaginary situation we're projecting on the Para, even here too, we can have a machlok between Beis Shammai, whether he becomes a Nozer or not. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.